Welcome to the Workforce Management Podcast, delivered to you by Shopwerks Workforce Solutions. The podcast that explores everything you need to know about workforce management, the technologies involved, strategies and processes, the trends and the solutions.
So, hi everyone, my name is Lee Bowden and I'm the CRO and co-founder of the WorkTech Group. And welcome to the Workforce Management Podcast. My guest today is Jake Bates, our workforce management and AI consultant. In this episode, we will discuss just how much workforce management software costs. And while, of course, we can't give you an exact price in this podcast, we will try and help you understand what factors influence that price. Hopefully, you should get a good understanding of the cost based upon those factors and perhaps your own personal requirements. So, how you doing, Jake?
Hi, Lee. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you. So, first of all, tell me, can I get workforce management software for free? Is that possible?
In short, yes. There are plenty of these, what we call free, premium models. Almost try before you buy. What I would say is it's almost part of, I suppose, a wider offering. They're giving you access to limited functionality to almost test a few bits and bobs here. A lot of them will require you to configure yourself. Other factors may be there won't be any integrations or anything like that. So I think first and foremost, it comes down to the size of the business, the complexity and the configuration needed. If you've got a small operating a small amount of staff, then yes, the short answer is there are free options out there.
Okay, interesting. So how much roughly are software license fees for workforce management software? You know, is there different prices for different markets? And what do you get? What's included in that base price?
So I think let's kind of start with what is a license fee and kind of the different. There's two kind of options we kind of see. It's one per employee per month, nice and simple. Other options are kind of per venue per month. Typically, prices per person can be anywhere from £5 for smaller companies, and it can go down to, I don't know, £2, maybe £3 for kind of your enterprise level clients. I think when you're looking at kind of license fees and the different models, there's advantages and disadvantages to both of them. I think in retail and leisure, it's not uncommon that we see around Christmas time, it goes up 1,000 heads. The leisure centre, it goes up in the summertime. So actually a per-person model may not be suitable and they may prefer a venue. On the flip side of that, naturally, if you've got fixed amount of headcount for the year, there may be a per-person model that is kind of preferred as well.
So okay, interesting. So but what should you expect, you know, a SaaS-based workforce management fee to include? We've all used those platforms where we thought we were getting X and we got Y. So what is the sort of the baseline services include?
I think four things. Hosting, software license fee, support and maintenance, and any upgrades. That will kind of come as and go.
Okay, so you've got pay as you play, and you're sort of building it yourself, and then you've got the more enterprise versions.
Yeah.
So how much are the sort of likely implementation fees for workforce management software if you need that enterprise level? I mean, things like, do I have to pay for training? One assumes that training's quite a key part because of the staff engagement required. So what do the fees look like for implementation?
Yeah, I think it depends again on the business. There are plenty models out there which don't require any implementation at all. Not very help to kind of self-started videos. Some of you don't need any kind of configuration. It's a simple plug and play off the shelf. When you go to more kind of complex implementations, more kind of configuration, pay rules, that's when you're going to kind of see more of a fee around that. Implementation can cover, you mentioned training, discovery and documentation of kind of your pay rules, what the different absent types are, any lunch break rules that we kind of see, building your site, naturally hardware. We talked about time and attendance, if your biometrics come at a set price. And then any kind of bespoke development features. It's not uncommon that no rules are the same and there's different pay rules, and we've seen a multitude of different pay rules. So that kind of feeds into it along with kind of your project management throughout that process.
Okay, interesting. In a post-pandemic world, it feels that there doesn't seem too much more face-to-face training that goes on too much these days. Is training online? Is it extra? You know, could you order more as you go? How does it work on training?
Yeah, I think training can go down to different kind of factors. I think if the face-to-face nowadays, you're looking at around £600 a day, I would kind of look at. It depends on your user base, who's going to be using it, the different roles, factors as such as kind of training end users as well, and kind of who's going to be using different parts of the platform. But training is a really key part of that.
Okay, interesting. A lot of SaaS products, you know, allow us a trial period and some give us a pilot. But, you know, workforce management is pretty complex. So it doesn't feel like that. Is that possible with workforce management software?
Yes. So some will offer you a free trial. And then others will offer you what we call a paid pilot. A paid pilot is quite simply where you contribute to those costs. And then you have the option to terminate and not kind of go into a longer term contractual obligation later on down the line. I think your paid trial systems tend to be kind of leaning towards more configuration, actually don't going through a pilot and having the ability to almost do like a full dress rehearsal, measuring the KPIs, whereas more of a trial would just be of a testing the functionality.
And I would have thought with something complex where, you know, you're relying on this software to pay your staff accurately, you know, the biggest cost, your biggest asset, would it give them confidence then to move forward perhaps?
Yeah, and we talked about in another podcast around building a business case. And one of the parts of that is, well, how do we measure that measurability in KPIs? So it helps kind of achieve that from measuring the success of a kind of a pilot.
Okay, you know, all those years ago, if I can remember back that far, when we launched the WorkTech Group, it was because of the event of cloud technology, and we're very proud that we're very good on integrations. How does that work with workforce management software? Is it a separate cost? Is there certain integrations that have to be done? And what types are there?
Yeah, I think if you look at kind of standard business, it kind of sits under three umbrellas. You have your HR system, your payroll system, and then your workforce management system. Naturally, the last one we want is to be doing dual entry of different systems. It's nice if those kind of systems all talk to each other. So we have marketplace planners and partners, an all-in-one system. We kind of sit more within complex kind of workforce management for enterprise-level clients as well, where it becomes really bespoke. And actually, you might find that the all end-to-end can't handle the complexity of the workforce management piece as well.
Okay, the time and attendance has really evolved with the likes of sort of biometrics. There's no more sort of stamping bits of cardboard anymore. You know, there's facial recognition and fingerprints and all sorts of methods of capturing accurate TNA. But I bet they look expensive. They feel expensive. How much does that cost for workforce management software?
Yeah, I think they can range anywhere from free, then it costs at no charge, all the way up to $2,000, $5,000, depending on the type of access. Construction business, you're looking at a more complex access rather than a typical punch app or biometric readers, which are around £450 a unit.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you give me a baseline entry? Let's say I've got a small business, but I really like the idea of biometrics and facial recognition. What's my entry level?
£450, $400.
That's pretty good. Okay, well, listen, Jake, thank you. That's been great. You guys, you've been listening to the Workforce Management Podcast. And if you want to know more about the subject, there's a full written article on our website, theshopworks.com. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.